WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Wheat.
Swamp, our March program getting cranked up here.
March?
You know, guess what today is?
What is today, John?
It's a St. Patty's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Yay. Yeah.
Don't have too good of a time. Just...
Wearing of the green.
All right. Yeah. If you don't know anything about Irish music at all, you usually know this song. Called the Irish Worshipper Woman.
Who's doing this?
Fellow named Joe Rednauer and his buddy, whose name escapes me at the time.
Escaped name.
he was. Oh, Jeff. Yeah. His name is Jeff Runyon. I think is his name.
And they're doing some Irish dancing and some Irish fiddling.
They could be dancers. You don't know.
Yeah, they could be. Well, you just have to imagine that.
Use your imagination. It's radio, folks.
Okay. Here we go. Fiddling there, but who are those guys again?
Joe Rednauer is doing the fiddling, and then Jeff Runyon is his pal that plays guitar and backs him up.
There, all right.
They're
good
up from Oakville, Illinois, up there, actually.
Oh, good. So, good Illinois boys.
Illinois boys.
Yeah. Playing Irish music.
That's right.
And they're not from Chicago, no.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Swamp, what's up next, buddy?
Well, here's some material by a guy that's he's no longer with us, but he's kind of a legend over in Pocahontas around that way. His name is Mike Hoss. A lot of people knew him, and he's a singer-songwriter. A couple of tracks you're going to hear. He went down to Nashville, like a lot of people do, and hired a guy for a day or two and to back him up, and I think it sounds pretty good. Like I say, a lot of people knew Mike. A certain generation did, anyway, and... Mike, this is a song about the railroad. I just call it Railroad Song. And we'll hear another song. Mike had a kind of funny side, like most of these singer-songwriters do, it seems like. They're kind of odd bunch,
yeah,
I think.
Some weird guys.
Anyway,
I don't know any of those guys.
Yeah, they're kind of a little bit off-kilter sometimes there. But that's good.
If this is a railroad song, it's too bad we don't have our railroad whistle with us.
That's true, yeah.
That would be a big help.
Simulate one, I guess. But
we're just going to deal without it because this sounds good either way.
Yeah,
right?
And like I say, he went to Nashville and recorded this, came back, and nice product. And I always kind of wanted to feature it. I didn't have the CD. Craig Baumberger loaned me a CD, so
thanks to
Craig.
What's the guy's name again?
Mike Hoss, H-A-A-S.
Here we go.
Mike Hoss.
Railroad Song.
Blowing down that railroad track. How I wish it would bring my baby back. Wheels are clicking on that railroad train. Oh, how
great sound there, a little railroad sound.
A little railroad song there,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Mike. You were telling me about some of the medicine shows he's got.
Yeah, Mike Hoss, and I think Jim Mavis, was another guy from Pokey, and a guy named Jerry Clayton, who a lot of people knew. I was actually related to Jerry. I found that out years later. But they had this idea of putting on an old-time medicine show, and they actually performed it on the downtown square.
Did they sell medicine, though?
They didn't really sell medicine there.
Oh, okay.
They just kind of trying to simulate like an old-time show. And
yeah.
They had little gags they do, and they had a knife-throwing routine. And the knife-throwing routine, there was a woman from St. Louis whose name escapes me. She came to interview some people one time on town square, and they volunteered her for the knife-throwing segment. I think she's a little bit worried that she's going to get killed in Greenville.
It would bother me. I wouldn't be doing that kind of volunteering.
Yeah, I don't know if she really volunteered or not, but they drug her up there, and she's still alive, so I can't remember her name.
Oh, good.
Anyway, happy ending to this story.
Yeah, it's
a happy ending. So they did that a little bit. And like I say, anybody that a certain era, Mike would be around and playing a lot.
Yeah.
So just a fun guy. Kind of character.
Yeah.
The next song kind of tells you something about his funny side.
Is that the seventh song on this CD or?
Yeah, we'll have to take a pause here. Yeah, take a pause.
Saying?
We'll find
right.
it and then we'll bring it to you.
Okay. Swap isn't that. We're gonna do another one by Mike.
Yeah, here's one by Mike.
Guy from Pocahontas that sings good as he does. Yeah.
Sure.
This one shows a little humor.
A little humor, and yes. I think it's maybe Mike's idea of a love song, sort of. So,
oh, good.
See what you all think out there. I don't know. So.
Well, you ready to give it a spin here?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
I love the intro to this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You're laughing
here
already.
It's coming.
You know you foam at the mouth when you brush your teeth. You eat crackers in bed and you pick at your feet. But honey, I still love you. You put curls in your hair every night. Oh boy, what a sight. But honey, I come home, my suppers have froze. But honey, I still love you. But honey, can't do without you. Well, you read sexy magazines and pick at your nose. You pull the covers off my feet, I get froze. But honey, I still love you.
That was a prelude to that song. You
carried away there. Right?
Yeah,
I think that was Mike's idea of a love song, which is.
I thought it was very lovely. Yeah, it's
kind of full of left-handed compliments here. I don't know. Anyway, that was Mike for you. So
yes, sir, it was.
I always remember that song. He had a couple other funny ones that we don't have on CD, but I always call this song "Pick Your Feet" as. what I called. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But
that sounds like the title of me. Yeah, you know. Enough, huh? All right.
Hey, well, that was Mike.
Okay, Mike. So. Swamp, what we got coming up next, big guy?
Well, we had Mike Hoss from Pokey. You know, this is another guy that's this is a living legend. He's still with us, although there was rumors that he died a while back, which is kind of interesting. But anyway.
Over-exaggerated or whatever Mark Twain said.
Yeah, right. You know, rumors of my death and greatly exaggerated, which happened to Hobo Jack here a couple of years ago. It's actually in an Alton newspaper that he had died, and Jack said, "I'm not dead yet." So.
Jack, he was he's a big star of the Pickers on TV. Yeah.
His big claim to fame was the American Pickers came out to his place, which is someplace out in the wilds around Litchfield, up that way somewhere.
Yeah.
And they came and I think they bought an old motorcycle frame and something else. He's got acres of stuff out there someplace, I think.
But, good. Yeah. Well, I know those guys are big on motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. They like motorcycle stuff. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jack did a segment. I think they might have came back again sometime later. I don't know about that. But, interesting guy. Video Bob Whiteside got to know him kind of initially. There's a little story there, too. We chaperoned him down to Nashville. The Pickers started a new shop down in Nashville a couple years ago. And they got a rental car and went down and it's interesting because Hobo Jack's this guy about 86 pounds, running around with a flannel shirt with a felt hat and a turkey feather in it, and we're going to these 5-star hotels, and you know, just
that, Nashville. They wouldn't even give him a second.
No, and you know, everybody's one woman was like, "My husband loves that show you're on." So he was a celebrity everywhere he went down there. So.
Yeah.
There's another funny story. They call him Hobo Jack, but he never really hoboed. The American Pickers put that title on him, and everybody around here call him Backwoods Jack, and then the Pickers down here call him Hobo Jack. And so Video Bob told me the story. I wasn't there when this happened, but he went to the freight yards and wrestled Jack's 86 pounds up onto a boxcar and was taking videos of him. And then a railroad guy came along and said, "You're going to have to get him off of there." And Video was all ready for a confrontation, and he said, "Why?" "Well, if you don't get him off there, he's going to be in Indianapolis here after a while." So, anyway, so he hoisted
nice
Jack down. Nothing wrong with it, but see it by boxcar, though. So,
Hoosier land up there.
So, anyway, we had fun, a little fun with him on that excursion. Yeah. So, he's still around, and he comes to the Pickers markets they have like around Litchfield. They used to have them every month, I think, a certain time.
Yeah.
So, he's like a miner.
Besides being a picker of stuff, he's a picker of... And a singer.
He's a picker. He plays guitar. He plays harmonica. And all that. He writes the songs. The first song I'm going to hear is one that he wrote. So it's called "I'm Certainly Living a Hobo's Life."
All right. Let's do it.
Saturday night. everybody laughing when they look my way. Playing in the sunshine while the preacher has his say. My feet are sticking through the front of both of my shoes. Lost my last two nickels, nothing more to lose. Holes in all the pockets of my raggy clothes. Now everybody knows. Got a hobo dog and a hobo cat. Walk from town to town until my feet are flat. Wear hobo clothes from my hat to my shoes. I even sing a song that's called the Hobo Blues. Got hobo holes in my hobo knees. Feel a chilly blast with every hobo breeze. Been through every kind of awful hobo strife. Oh, I'm certainly living a hobo's life.
Jack one of these nights.
I'd just like to give a heads up. Video Bob Whiteside recorded hobo on this. So it is a home in Sorrento, I think.
All right. So, video, you guys took him to Nashville, wasn't
it? Yeah, and then we're talking about that Nashville trip.
We did talk about that already.
Yeah, talked about it a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, it was a place to be for Hobo right Jack.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Hobo. Yeah. So, a lot of people haven't heard him play, so that's what he sounds like.
That's what he sounds like. So I've got a lady coming up. I haven't had a lady on the show tonight.
Haven't had a lady yet, so yeah, it's about time for Woman's Touch. Here's a woman named Michelle Isom, who is from St. Louis, I believe. And she came up and did a songwriter's showcase here several years ago when we were doing at the Globe there, you know.
Yeah.
She did a whole concept album about Annie Oakley, which... Annie Oakley, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty neat, and she was one of the better acts that came through the Globe, for, to my account anyway. So.
Okay.
She did a song called Carry Me Back to Greenville. The Greenville in question, I hate to blow for everybody, is Ohio, because I think Annie Oakley was from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. But, well, did you know Greenville, Ohio is just north of I-70 on Route 127?
Yeah.
That's too much of a coincidence. That's a...
Right.
Ooh.
Right. And I've heard there's a Greenville in like every state in the Union, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. I think there's 23 or 26 or...
There's quite a few,
31
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have similarities with Ohio there. And,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is... But you can, patch it in for Greenville, Illinois here. If
sure.
You want to. Anyway, it's a good song.
Yeah. Ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just another lazy day in the great hereafter when a train bound for Ohio pulled up the track so slow. Precious cargo, Phoebe Annie Mosey, known as Annie Oakley to the cheering crowd below. Annie spied the King of Senegal, Oscar Wilde, and Sitting Bull, the great chief who adopted her so very long ago. All saw the great reunion, a heavenly Wild West communion. but she had other wishes and they would not be denied. She said, carry me back to Greenville. Strangest lands had gathered round to shake her hand, hoping to reminisce and raise a glass or two. Here's a toast to the vanished West, another to the lives we left, to all that may be forgotten, cried out Buffalo Bill. To all that may be forgotten as time imposed its will. As sure as my aim was high and true, as sure as I had my highs and lows, now I must bid my farewell to you and move this train on to Ohio. Stepped a gentleman with a train ticket in his hand, the same ticket for Greenville when he saved her years ago. She was just a little child running for her life from the wolves, running back to Greenville just like she knew that she should. Now she is coming home and she will not be denied. To Greenville, to my mother's loving home, to hunt and play in the woods all day. That's where I wanna stay. Carry me back to Greenville, to be free from where I've roamed. Now I've been gone for far too long. Keep this train moving on.
Michelle Isom.
There you go, Michelle Isom. Yeah, I haven't heard much from her. She did a show at the Globe here, and that's maybe 10 years ago now. I lose track of time. But the CD is dated 2010, so yeah, maybe close to 10 years. But yeah, very, very pleasant.
Nice song.
Yeah, good singer and good production on that, I think.
We'll bring her back some night.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Sure enough.
Okay.
Tell you what, John, we have another lady.
Another lady.
Let's do this while we're on the ladies here.
Ladies back to back.
Yeah, let's do
it. Still another lady here for
another
us.
Lady. And this lady's name is Katie Dahl. It's D-A-H-L. And she's
both
another.
The other D, D-O-L-L's.
Yeah, none of those dolls. It's another doll.
Okay.
Doll,
yes.
She also did a songwriter showcase here this CD is 2009, so I think it's been pretty close to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
With some people. But very nice lady. We got to know her a little bit. I say she's up in Wisconsin. I guess she's still up there. I don't know. Haven't seen her since those days. But I thought I'd like to kill two birds with one stone. She's doing a song by John Prine. And I mentioned Prine before, I think. And he was a guy from up in Maywood, Illinois, up around Chicago, I guess somewhere up there. And he wrote a song called Paradise. And a lot of people like it. I like it a lot. And we had an excursion a while back. Craig Baumgartner and Rand Hamill and I went down to Kentucky. And this mentions a place in Kentucky called Paradise, which is actually a real place. It is no longer there. The coal company came along and just pretty much leveled it, and nothing there anymore. There's a Paradise Cafe. We ate in the Paradise Cafe when we were down there. But it's kind of like Brian just talking about is the memories of his youth. His family would travel down to Kentucky. And so wrote a song about it. It's a great song, I think. So,
all right.
We'll hear Katie Dahl's version of it here.
Well, let's do it right now. Let's Katie Dahl.
Katie Dahl.
Paradise, is that the single word, or is it Paradise Cafe? Or?
Well, it's actually, like I say, it was a real place, Paradise.
There we go.
No longer.
I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. And empty pop bottles is all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am.
to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Tom
Prine song.
Katie Doll.
Sing by Katie Doll. Yeah, what do you think of that?
I like that, yeah.
I do too. We took a trip, coming back from Nashville with Bob Johnson and Craig Baumgartner and I, and we stopped in, there's a, in Paradise around there. There's a guy running a ferry on the Green River, and kind of a good old boy character, but we said something about John Prine, said, oh yeah, that's my cousin. Okay, and then we mentioned the Everly Brothers, who were from there originally. Yeah, they're my cousins too. Like, okay, well, it's a small world here.
It's a small town.
Then we came back the next trip. We went down with Randy Hamill and Craig and I, and we found another ferryman that was running the ferry boat, and we mentioned something about John Prine. Said, I hate John Prine, but he said Bill Monroe is my great-uncle. I didn't like him either, though. So
this guy didn't like him. So
he didn't like anybody, and then
Elvis would have been married.
Yeah, maybe even the king maybe would have got it. But I thought this was interesting. Everybody's related to everybody else down here, so, which could be, but I don't know. But anyway, this guy's related to Bill Monroe, so everybody's related to somebody famous. It seems,
yeah,
so.
One way or the other.
I don't
probably
know. Who knows?
All started with Adam and Eve, right?
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we're all, you know. But anyway, that's Katie Doll from Wisconsin. Kind of getting the skin of her teeth here, but Prine was, he's writing about Kentucky, of course, but he was a Maywood, Illinois native who went on to fame and fortune. I think he's living in Nashville all the time now, though. So.
Okay.
But everybody lands in Nashville sooner or later.
Yeah,
seems like
sooner or later.
Seems
yeah.
like, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, not me, but about everybody else.
No, no, we're happy here.
Yeah.
You don't have to carry us back to Greenville, we'll be here.
No, we're here already, man.
Yeah.
You can't get me down, I'm already down. You know? So, that's my philosophy.
Swamp, in continuation of the Irish theme tonight, have we got any more than good Irish fiddling going on?
Yeah, we do. Here's Joe Redner and Jeff Runyon again, and here's a tune called St. Anne's Rio.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's called St. Anne's Rio.
Once a year, and does your daddy know St. Patty? That's what I want.
Is there any? Well, you got some Irish in you, don't you?
Oh, well, just a touch.
Touch.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got a touch even in
it. Oh, come on, come on.
I mean, I like Irish, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe an honorary Irish.
An honorary Irish.
Honorary Irish.
What honorary Irish out there, I'm telling you.
There's a few.
Yes. Well,
you want to see what the next one's like, maybe?
Okay. We're gonna try something else here. Let's see. Number six. Let's try number six. Take it back to number six.
Yeah, that's kind of slower. That sounds Irish, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds just like Danny Boy.
It does. A lot of people call it Danny Boy. The official title of it is called Londonderry Air. And so for all you musical scholars out there.
Well, it's good to know.
Anyway, most people call it Danny Boy.
And
obviously it's got lyrics. A lot of people have taken a swing at the song and singing it.
So yeah.
Everybody from Bill Monroe to whoever.
My first son's a Danny Boy.
So is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Danny Boy. Yeah. So
keep them Danny Boys coming.
There you go. That is Joe Rednauer again, playing the penny whistle this time instead
penny
of
whistle.
A fiddle, all and right. His buddy Jeff playing guitar with him there. So
okay.
I think that'll probably wrap up our Irish segment for the show.
Yes, I think so. I think that we've covered the Irish segments here. Yeah,
we've got fast ones and slow ones, so that's
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. All right. Swamp, we haven't done any rock and roll tonight.
No rock and roll.
Think about a little rock and roll.
Yeah, we'll do a little rock and roll. Let's get the Chem brother to do some rocking for us.
I think those boys know how to rock and roll. That's
I
for
imagine.
Sure.
They can do it.
Yeah, Big Jeff and...
Big Jeff and Jerry.
ZZ Top.
I think it might be.
Ready to rock and roll tonight.
Ready to rock.
Good.
So all right, man.
Well, I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to rock and roll tonight. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to rock and roll tonight. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until the morning light.
Rocking and Rolling with the Chapman Brothers.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you can't top the Chapman Brothers.
They know how to do it. They can play rock and roll, they can play country.
Jeff's got that voice, and the blues, too.
They play blues, yeah.
Some good Jeff blues on here.
They do all kinds of stuff.
Sure. You mentioned a fellow a while ago. You know what fellow that was?
I think it was Bob Johnson, wasn't it?
Bob Johnson. And we got Bob's greatest and latest album here with us.
Yeah. I think it's the one we haven't heard for a while, too.
So. Yeah, I don't think we've done this one yet.
Haven't done it.
Singing on the Farm.
Singing on the Farm.
And it's good to be able to vocalize your feelings about different things on the farm.
That's right, I think so.
And I think that's what Bob does right here.
I think that gets it off his chest.
But. Let's do it right now.
One day while ranching on the mountainside, my dog started howling and the sheep all cried. Them sheep started singing up right away. I remember the song like it was yesterday. They went back. They went back. Now we had an old cow, her name was Beth. When the milker broke, she got sucked to death. That cow started singing up before she passed. She gave one long moo. Too short flash, it went moo, moo, moo. She went moo, moo, moo. Now the cat and the dog watched the cow turn blue. The duck and the donkey both watched it too. They all started singing up right away. I remember the song like it was yesterday. They went meow. Farm did roam, but only one sang on his way back home. That pig started singing up right away. I remember a song like it was yesterday. He went wee, wee, wee. He went wee. When old McDonald heard all their songs, he asked his wife to sing along, and they both started singing up right away. I remember the song like it was yesterday. They went la, la, la. They went la.
Farm, old Bob Johnson.
Farm, Bob. You know, I heard from Bob at Christmas time, and he's doing okay out in Arizona. He's revamping a mobile home. He's living in the big Winnebago type device him and his wife have. He's trying to renovate this, and he's having trouble with local authorities.
Uh-oh.
Leave it to Bob and the different things. And so I said, well, Bob, is it mobile? He said, not really. I said, how about me and Bob are come out? We'll stick some wheels on the thing and tow it back to Illinois or something.
Yeah,
like I don't think he thought too much of that idea.
He didn't like that.
I don't think.
He's enjoying his time in sunny Arizona.
I thought it would appeal to Bob's sense of adventure, but I guess apparently not, so I don't know. So I guess he's out there for a while.
We'll see him someday.
But you never know. Yeah.
He'll come back.
Yeah,
he'll
but you never know.
He'll be back.
Anyway.
Right. Swamp got the... Haven't done any bluegrass tonight.
No, let's do some more. These guys call themselves the Bluegrass Gentlemen. Was their fancy name.
Yeah, and, need a fancy name.
Everybody around, they were from around the Champaign area back in the early 60s. And everybody called them the Bray Brothers. There were three brothers that played mandolin, banjo, and bass. And drafted another guy named Red Cravens. Oh, those are great bluegrass names. Red Cravens.
Red is real name.
That's his real name. Well, Red was, I guess.
Red. Well, you know.
Anyway, they call him Red and Cravens, so. And he played guitar and sang, so.
Okay.
This one's called The Banks of Ohio. I think just about every bluegrass or folk band's come down the line has probably played this song. But
I've heard The Banks of Ohio from way back in my youth.
Is that right?
I heard that song somewhere.
Okay.
And it stuck with me.
Is that right? Yeah.
Because I actually lived on the banks of Ohio.
You lived on the banks of Ohio? Okay.
Time.
I see. All right.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those pleasant, if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually one of those pleasant murder ballads that slip in here once in a while.
Okay, yeah.
You never understand the guy usually throws a woman in the river and you don't know why. So.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just like the song, the tune, I guess. I'll have to listen more intently.
It has a pleasant melody to it. I think that's what throws people. But,
okay.
You know, so.
All right.
Just to walk a little way. As we walk, oh, may we talk all about our wedding day. Only say that you'll be mine. In my home we'll happy be. Dance high where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio. I took her by her lily white hand and dragged her down to the river bank. There I throwed her in to drown and watched as she floated down. Only say that you'll be mine. In my home we'll happy be.
Bluegrass Gents again, The Banks of the Ohio.
Banks of the Ohio.
Yep.
A song about malfeasance.
Yes, okay, malfeasance. Yeah, yeah. Murder and mayhem.
Murder and mayhem. She was mean and vicious, or he was.
I guess somebody was.
Well, move on. Swamp, Jim Hoyle's tonight. Or
no.
Lately, even, I don't think.
Not too recently. Yeah, this is Jim Hoyle's recorded at the old Rotten. We talked about this before, Rod and Gun. You thought I said Rotten Gun.
Rotten Gun.
It's not the Rotten Gun Club, but
yes.
Rod and Gun, and he was...
which I'm a proud member.
You're a member? Okay.
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about.
So anytime you want to go out there and be my guest, and
all right.
We'll catch a fish or a rod or something. Yeah.
Might find a rotten rod and Right, out right, in the middle of the lake or something there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim was a caretaker there through the 60s and 70s, and we sneak out there and play with him on his front porch.
Right. All so, right. Well, you that little building out there with the front porch, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I chased a rabbit out from there one
Did you?
Front porch one time. I think a friend of mine winged him, and we ended up with rabbits too.
Oh, yes. Whoa, sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Well, nothing beats really a nice fresh wild rabbit.
Yeah, I tell you what, that sounds mighty tasty to me.
Okay.
This is Jim. I think it's got some Irish or Scotch origin to it. It's got a couple of different titles. One's called Beggar Man. Another one is Red Haired Boy. I think that's what the Irish call it. So you can kind of see a little bit of that Scotch Irish kind of influence
on
this.
Let's say a little more St. Patrick's, and we didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Let's sneak another one in, I guess, for the end.
Okay.
Here's Jim.
I think that kind of does it for our March show.
All right.
Walt, thanks for putting up with us.
Sure enough.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the listeners out there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Don't overdo it.
No.